All right. I'm going to show you how to do a reversal from the down position. I'm going to pin you in about 3 seconds.
That's real fair, Dad. You weigh like a ton more than me.
A ton? Okay, if that's not fair, why don't I just take on all three of you?
All right.
Come on, watch a little girl.
One, two, three.
You're pinned. Oh.
I am. Not the second round.
No. Dad, it smells under here. Seriously.
It's the Tim Taylor half-smelly Nelson.
Yeah, Dad, your pants are the pit.
Hi, guys. I see he's got you in that half-smelly Nelson.
How'd you know?
He perfected it on me. Boys, aren't you supposed to be doing your homework?
Well, I was until Dad called us down to wrestle.
Well, you won't wrestle with me anymore, iguana woman. Come on.
Hey, hey, just put the groceries away, man.
Oh, 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 oh. Bite-sized pretzels. Bite-sized quiche. Darling. Bite-sized pizza. Who's coming over? The bite-sized family?
I told you. I'm giving a baby shower for Linda from work.
Linda, her husband's the crook?
He's not a crook. He's a cook. We went to his restaurant.
That's right. I paid the bill. He's a crook.
Anyway, it's at 2 o'clock on Saturday, and a lot of people from work are going to be there.
You mean a lot of people or a lot of women people?
Women people, Tim. They're just like men people, only they have longer hair and they're smarter.
Bunch of women at a baby shower, yakking about stretch marks, bloated, labor pains. If I want to discuss labor pains, I'll talk to a union man.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun. Why don't you just pop your head in and say hi for a second? I really want you to meet my women friends from work.
Can't this Saturday.
Why not? What are you doing?
I'm busy on Saturday. We're doing that tool time till 2 o'clock.
Oh.
And I told the boys I'd rush back here and take them to the demolition derby at 4.
Well, there's 2 hours in between there.
Well, then I go upstairs.
To do what?
Upstairs stuff. Taylor. Thank you, Heidi. Poor little Al's out sick today, but don't have a flannel meltdown. He'll still be helping us out by phone. Heidi, my Al phone, please.
Here you go, Tim.
Thank you, Heidi. He's looking pretty sprightly, isn't he? Al, you there? Use a tissue, fella. Come on.
I would like the audience to know that I used a hanky.
Al, this is like the first time you've ever been out sick, isn't it?
Which is amazing, considering all the injuries you've inflicted on me. Put your hand down, Tim.
Anyway, today we continue our week-long salute to plumbing. And joining us today is Master Plumber Felix Myman. Let's give a big tool time welcome. Good to have you. you aboard, Felix.
Nice to be here, Tim.
Felix and I go way back, right?
That's right, Tim. I've been to your house for all of your plumbing disasters. The water heater, the dishwasher, Jill's bathtub.
Yeah, I think you get the point. Okay. Anyway, we'll try to get... Anyway, being a master plumber, Felix is experienced with all sorts of bathroom problems. Sinks, showers. Showers. Speaking of showers, what do you think of baby showers?
No, I'm against them. I think babies should take baths.
No. It's a different sort of shower. It's like when women get together and yap about what to do when their water breaks.
With any kind of water breakage, you want to call a licensed plumber.
Anyway, the first segment of our plumbing show will start in the bathroom where all the action takes place, right on the throne. We're talking about a sweaty toilet. Heidi, my sweaty toilet, please.
Here you are, Tim.
Hey, Heidi.
You're welcome.
Now, what is a sweaty toilet? Is it a toilet that's just overstressed from too many seat-ups?
Oh.
I don't think so, Tim.
Actually, Tim, this problem occurs when the cold water in the tank cools the porcelain and the warm, moist air condenses on the sides.
Well said, Felix. I'm glad there's somebody there who knows what he's talking about. I'm usually the one that has to step in and tell Tim exactly what he...
Okay, Felix, what do we do about a sweaty toilet?
You can install a tempering valve to mix the hot and cold water before it enters the tank.
But that would be for professional installation only. For that, hire a licensed plumber like Felix. The do-it-yourselfer, you can just cement foam liners inside the tank.
You'll want to drain the water from the tank first and use an epoxy resin cement, which will take a couple hours to dry.
Yeah, but Felix, when you've got to go, you got to go. That's why I recommend Benford's ultra-fast drying urethane adhesive.
I'm not sure you want to use that kind of glue.
You know what I'm doing here, okay? Just wait till it's tacky.
Tim, I'd be careful. That's instant glue you're using.
Well, it's not like an instant. Did you get that for me?
Oh, sure. Hello? Oh, hi, Al.
What's he want?
He wants to know if you got your hands glued to the toilet.
I love these booties. They're darling.
Okay, anybody ready for cake?
I'll help you.
Okay. Hi, sweetie. Where'd you get home?
I'm not home.
Jill, is that your husband?
Tell him I'm your Latin lover, Miguel, and I don't speak English.
Yes, it is my husband. Come and say hi.
Hola.
Come and say hi and don't act stupid. This is my husband, Tim.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our house. Shower power.
So, I finally get to meet the tool man.
Yeah.
You know, I watch your show all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Nora.
Hi, Nora.
I love the one on squeaky floors.
A squeak, a creak, or a... Oh. A lot of people like that show.
Yeah, two letters have already poured in.
Jill, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I think Tim is even more handsome in person than he is on television.
Well, excuse me. I don't mind. You are...
Eve.
Can I get you a cold drink, some dip, or a condominium? And I'm just taking a shot. You must be the guest of honor.
Hi, I'm Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Can you join us, Tim?
Oh, I'm not a big baby shower guy. I'm a big baby guy.
Oh, I hope my husband turns out to be a big baby guy. He's really nervous right now.
Oh, here, I'll take these.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I think guys are generally nervous about babies because, you know, you women do all the work, and then we have to sit back and think, will I be a good father to him? Will he relate to me? Or even worse, what if he turns out to be a she? Then I have to protect she from all the he's.
You sound like you've given this a lot of thought.
Well, we had three boys. They were babies once, and they're really cool little babies. I think men have a lot in common with babies. And we both get real cranky if we don't get fed on time. We, like, take naps in the afternoon. And I don't know a guy in the world that doesn't like a good game of peekaboo. This is a lot of fun. I wish I could stay around. Have a nice shower and have fun here.
All See you right, later. Bye.
What a doll. Jill, you are so lucky. That is exactly the kind of man I've been looking for.
He is fabulous.
He is fabulous. Who was that?
This was a great shower, Jill. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Here, do that.
And I'd put all your gifts in the trunk of your car. Where'd you get that cute little bib with a trough in it? It'd be perfect for the ball game.
That last beer is a little too much for me. Oh.
I'm gonna go take the boys on a little educational trip.
What, museum? Library?
Actually, demolition derby. Vroom, bam!
He is so funny. You must laugh all the time.
All the time.
Thanks again.
Yeah, you be well.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Here you go.
Thanks, Mom.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Yes.
See you later, honey.
You. Wait.
What?
You were incredible at that shower.
Hmm?
You were funny and charming and sexy. All the women wanted to be married to you.
I want to be married to them, too. Maybe we could work out some kind of timeshare arrangement.
You know, sometimes I just forget what an amazing hunk of man you are.
Oh. Well, I'd love to stick around and give you a little reminder, but the boys need me.
I need you.
Demolition derby, sexy wife. Demolition derby, ooh, sexy wife. Could you hold that thought to about 10 o'clock tonight?
Wait a minute, this thought here?
That would be the one.
Hurry back, mister.
Every time I see two heaps slamming into one another tonight, I'll be thinking about us. Honey, what a demolition derby. I wish you'd been there. We were so close to the action, you could taste the exhaust.
I'm glad you're back. Where are the boys?
They're in their rooms. Proud of those little guys. They each had one of those 52-ounce root beers. Randy let out a burp so loud, one of the drivers thought he blew a tire.
I always knew that that boy was special.
Are you looking good? Let me get out of these cruddy clothes.
Don't take too long.
I won't. What a great night with the boys, though. A lot of good food. Oh. Oh, I got some double cheese nachos sitting right here. Oh.
Tim.
Got a little gas ball moving.
This is real attractive.
So, where were we?
It's kind of hard to remember.
This will refresh your memory. Sorry. Mark was right. Oh, you shouldn't have double onions on those chili dogs. Hello. Where are you going?
I've had enough.
I thought we were gonna, you know, come
on. Are you insane?
You were drooling all over me when I left.
Yeah, well, that was a different guy. What happened to the man who was debonair and attractive and oozing charm?
That's me, I'm him.
No, you're the guy that burps and oozes something, but it isn't charm. You were charming the pants off those women today. Why don't you do that with me anymore?
I was just trying to make a good impression. Come on.
You know, it really ticks me off that just because we're married, everybody else gets the best part of you and I just get the rest.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Back the trolley up here a minute. It's not like I get the best of Jill. That morning breath could take the paint off my hot rod. How about this little ratty road? Like, that's just come and take me, big fella.
The point is that tonight I really tried. When was the last time that you put on something like this for me?
I put that on, I'd be arrested, honey. Come on.
All I wanted was one night of romance, and you turn it into a big argument.
So let's not argue. I, for one, am still in the mood. I'm taking a wild shot that you're not.
Drat, 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 drat.
Problem, Wilson?
Well, Tim, I am attempting to balance an egg, but it's not easy.
But if it falls, it's over easy.
You are quite the yokester. Actually, Tim, some people believe that an egg will stand on its end during the vernal equinox.
The vernal what-nox?
The vernal equinox, Tim. It signifies the first day of spring. It's when the sun is directly over the equator and gravitational pull is at its strongest.
It's probably what's affecting Jill.
What'd you do this time, Tim?
Didn't do anything. She's all bent out of shape because I'm too charming.
Well, you are quite the dazzler. I don't see why that would upset Jill, though.
She thinks I'm only charming for other people and not her.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I think she wants things to be like they were when we first met, you know? But I like the way things are now. I like not always having to impress the other person or get dressed up.
Mm-hmm. So you would tend to agree with J.B. Priestley, who said that marriage is like an endless visit in your worst clothes.
That guy Priestley really knew about marriage.
And divorce, too. He was married 3 times.
Oh, no. 3 mother-in-laws. You know, when Jill and I first got married, in order to win her, I really had to pour on the charm. And then she wanted to see through the charm, see if I really loved her. And now that she knows I really love her, she wants the charm back.
Hmm. Well, Tim, maybe after 15 years of marriage, making an effort to be more charming has more meaning.
Hmm. Yeah. It's too bad. I like being comfortable in my own house. If I got a little gas, I don't want to have to run out to the backyard.
I don't want that either.
Jill?
Hi.
Hi. I was laying under the hot rod and I got to thinking about you.
Really? Usually you're laying with me and get to thinking about the hot rod.
I think you're right. I don't really work on charming you like I used to.
Well, that's true. I don't think you wear your coveralls to bed until the 5th anniversary.
I just don't want to be one of those priests that drops eggs on his 3 wives. Sometimes in a marriage you can get too comfortable.
Well, we're both getting lazy. I guess after 15 years and 3 kids, it's kind of natural.
Yeah, but I don't want to get so lazy that we stop trying.
Me neither.
Do you remember when I asked you to marry me? I was so nervous my hands were as sweaty as toilets.
Why were you nervous?
Well, I was afraid that you'd say no and I'd have to spend the rest of my life without you. I knew I couldn't return that ring.
You still make me laugh.
That's good. It's the best 15 years I've ever had. Mm. A little gift for you. Stay right there.
Mm. You still have some charm left.
I still have some tricks up my sleeve. James Bond.
I wish that I had a beautiful gown on underneath my robe.
What do you have under there?
Nothing.
Oh. That's better than your gown.
Quit bugging us.
But it's late. When are they gonna get off?
Don't you know anything? Whenever Mom and Dad have a fight, Dad apologizes, and then the next morning they sleep late.
I don't think they're sleeping.
You don't? Why not?
Because I heard them jumping up and down in their bed.
Oh. Well, you know, they're probably just having one of their, somersault contests.
Yeah, it's a lot like the Olympics.
Sounds like fun. Why don't they ask us to play?
Trust me, Mark. You don't want to play.
Oh, hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, sweetie. What a great day.
Yeah, what a great day.
Brad and Randy told me what you were doing upstairs.
They did?
Yeah. Having one of those somersault contests. Who won?
Your mom wins. She always wins. You did win, didn't you?
Twice.
Does everybody know what time it is? Okay, there's a little thing we do here. DL Tool Time.
It sounds like you've given this a lot of thought.
Well, we had three babies when they were, the boys were babies, and I, you know. Men are actually a lot like babies.